Decidutor indicating follow-up progress note, patient Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, Milford, M-I-L-F-O-R-D, date of service 1-30-2024, place future care charge village. Date of birth for this patient is 2-24-1954. This is 69-year-old male, has been admitted to sub-Q rehab, status post recent coronary artery bypass graft. He also has ischemic cardiomyopathy, diabetes mellitus, paroxysmal AFib, maintained on anticoagulation, and hypertension. Patient feeling much better today. He was seen for follow-up cardiology today, and he came back, and at present, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, number one, coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft, next in hypertension, next in hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation and flutter, he's an eloquist, cardiomyopathy, EFR 40 to 45%, ascending aortic aneurysm, peripheral vascular disease, status post left femoropopliteal bypass. In July 2023, bilateral renal artery stenosis, hiatal hernia, lumbar radiculopathy, necrotizing fasciitis, status post skin graft, and depression, history of polysubstance abuse. Aruva system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no arm, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no polydipsia. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, oriented time 3, cooperative, his blood pressure is 116 over 80, pulse 98, temperature 97.6, Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse oxygen 97%, body weight 209.4 pounds, had didn't make eyes on neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, decreased breast from the bases, no wheezing, heart test has 2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, boss on the positive extremity, trace, edema, both especially the ankle area, but there's no cough tenderness. Neuro, he's awake, alert, reentered M3, cooperative. Chest, anterior chest, the surgical site, sternal area wound has been healed. Labs. WBC 7.6, hemoglobin 10.1, hematocrit 33.6. Sodium 140, potassium 4.7, cholesterol 107, CO2 25. Glucose level 101, potassium 4.7, creatinine 0.71. Assessment, patient has been admitted as coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft, next line ischemia cardiomyopathy with a reduced ejection fraction 40 to 45%. Next line, peripheral vascular disease. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, paroxysmal AFib. Next line, hypertension. Plan of care. Patient was seen by the cardiology follow-up today, and they have recommended that we can discontinue Lasix as a routine, but we can give Lasix 40 mg on daily basis, PR, and if patient has a weight gain of more than 5 pounds in 1 week. Next line, patient be maintained on statin and aspirin. Next line, patient be maintained on metoprolol. Next line, we'll continue Entresto, spironolactone, and insulin. Blood sugar will be monitored closely, follow BMP, daily weight, PTOT follow-up, care plan discussed with the nursing staff and also with the patient. For AFib, he's maintained on apixaban 5 mg BID. He's already on statin and aspirin for coronary artery disease. And he's getting semaglutide weekly for diabetes. And also empagliflozin tablet daily. This is the end of the vacation. Care plan discussed with the nurse. Next patient.